working hard here at Rosie on the House to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We're here to inform you. We're here to educate you. We're here to protect you when it comes to anything concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. In particular today, broadcasting from our little mini Rosie on the House home show in the parking lot of Assurance Builders at 150 South Camino Seco in Tucson for the showroom grand opening with 11 of our certified partners all here to answer any question you might have about home improvement and home remodeling. We've got the line open. The telephone line is open at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Put you in touch with broadcast headquarters. Then we get your name and your number, and we take your call. Like?
We have Marie from Tucson.
Marie from Tucson. Good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, Rosie. I love your program.
Well, thank you very much.
I have a masonry home, a block, which is covered with stucco. It's 40 years old. We've painted it, you know, faithfully over the years. It has some cracks that were repaired, little cracks with, I forget the name of the product that turns sort of yellowish over time. Okay. Anyway, it needs to be painted again, and I've gotten several estimates, and nobody, including one of your people, you know, one of your referrals, nobody said anything about restuccoing, but someone who I really admire and believe, you know, trust, has recommended that we restucco the house. Of course, that's a double cost, you know, twice as much. And I'm just torn because if it really needs to be done, you know, of course, we're willing to do it. But if it doesn't really need to be done, it seems like a lot of money.
Well, Marie, if I pull up at your house, and I'm at the street, can I see the cracks from the street, or do I have to walk up to within 5 feet of the house?
I think you'd have to come closer. Yeah, they're not that visible.
Are they as wide as a pencil lead, or as wide as a pencil?
No, neither. Pencil lead.
Okay.
And I guess the area they said, he said, there's the most, the one wall that faces south, has sort of a little bit of peeling, you know.
Okay.
Up near the roof line because it's a parapet roof.
Okay. Well, then my next question was, if you could get to an area where the stucco is actually delaminating from the masonry, could you just tap on it with your finger around the spalled area to tell if it's still good adhesion or if it's delaminating?
There might be a few areas like that. But, I mean, you know, for the whole house. And some of the other people have told me that they could, in those areas, they could
patch.
Patch.
I'm not hearing anything that would justify the extra expense of restuccoing the whole house. Let me introduce you to my Rosie Certified Design Build Remodeling Contractor down here in Tucson, Assurance Builders owner, Mr. John Reuter. John, you hearing anything that justifies complete restucco of the house?
No, I'm not. You know, Marie, and I would just encourage you that if the stucco is in good shape and like Rosie's asking you if it's solid, there really doesn't need to be restucco done to the whole house. You know, it is a cement product, masonry with stucco on it. So minor, you know, hairline cracks is part of what that material is. So a good painter can, you know, repair the minor areas that need, you know, the surface attention. But other than that, it doesn't sound like it justifies a restucco.
And Marie, I'm curious, of the Rosie Certified partners you've had out there, was one of them Adobe King or was one of them New Frontiers Painting?
No, it was actually Woods Painting.
Okay, all right. Let's see, we have Woods Plumbing. We don't have a Woods Painting. Our certified painter is actually New Frontiers Painting, owned by James Cruz. But I'm guessing if you got a couple painters out there, take a look at it, and they didn't mention anything about restuccoing, they, as a painter, aren't going to want to put something on that's going to cause a problem later down the road that they'd be responsible for.
Right.
And the way the Arizona contractor law is written is any contractor that then puts their product on top of that surface is inheriting the condition of that surface. So a tile flooring contractor that goes in and lays tile on top of a cracked concrete can't say, hey, I didn't know He owns that crack in the concrete, even though that crack in the concrete may not be his responsibility. Whoever covers it last owns the surface. So that's a great reason why a painter isn't going to want to paint a faulty stucco job. 40-year-old masonry house, not unusual at all up at the parapets to have a little spalding surface. I say get it patched and get it painted. And if you'll just stick to getting it and keeping it painted, the elastomeric coating that you were talking about that yellowed a little bit has gone through new generations of development, and it won't yellow through the paint like it used to. Elastomeric coating, elastomeric patch job, then a complete paint over the top of that, and you're going to be in good shape. Your solid masonry home probably ought to be scheduled to be repainted between every 7 to 10 years.
And Marie just begs a question. You know, I'll have to call her afterwards and see who she actually talked to, but we need to be really careful. We are using Rosie on the House certified, and you have to look at the website to get the most current ones and to know that they're on there. And that's the nice thing about today. You can come out and meet these wonderful people who aren't going to hard sell you. They're comfortable in the fact they're Rosie certified, and they don't have to hard sell you. So it's nicer than a big home show because you know everybody here is quality.
Well, we're all about trying to have a little bit of fun here and there at Rosie on the House. You know, one of the things we always have fun with is the Arizona staycation. And there's only one place in all of Arizona, one place in all the world that you can go to register for that. We pull a winner every single month, and you have to register for it at rosieonthehouse.com. You get drawn, and you get to pick where in Arizona you go. We have about 18 lodging partners located throughout the state. You get to go to Sanderson Ford in Glendale and pick up the Ford vehicle of your choice off of their demo lot and take it for a couple days. It'll be full of gas. We give you a gas card. We make arrangements for your lodging to be taken care of as well as your meals. One of our more fun participants is the London Bridge Resort, and they've over at Lake Havasu. So if you have a boat, they've got wet slip docks right out the back door of the lodge. It's one of, I would say that would rate as one of our best family vacations we ever took when we took the Ski Nautique over to London Bridge Resort.
You get to go upstairs and to your nice room and clean up and not have to camp out. That was kind of my kind of camp, and I like it.
You like that kind of camping as opposed to in a tent on a sandy beach?
Yeah.
Using the a la natural privy.
It was fun.
Yeah. London Bridge Resort, one of the better, more fun sponsors we've got in the lodging partnership at Rosie on the House for the staycation. One of the other fun things we're doing right now is we've just started a contest, and we want to know from you Arizona homeowners about the room you hate the most. Doesn't every homeowner have that one room?
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
And it could be for various reasons, right?
That's correct, yeah.
I know a lot of people hate that one room because they can never get it comfortable.
That's right.
How many times have you called out to a client's house and say, you know, I can never get this room as cool as the rest of the house?
That's right. There's always something that prevents it from just getting to that right temperature and making it comfortable. So, yeah, we talked to a couple today, and he says, you know, my shower, I'd like a shower where I can actually not touch both walls. You know, he's just so small, I can barely turn around in it.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like it because the room has lost its function for the dynamic of the family changing. Maybe
sure.
That third bedroom.
That's right.
That now we're empty nesters. I know what my third bedroom is going to get converted into.
Yeah. I haven't agreed to that yet.
I know what that room is getting converted to. How about that bathroom or that kitchen that's dated and,
sure.
You know, old cabinets, peeling finishes, stained countertops.
And how we prepare food and what we need to keep and store and just the utility, you know, the kitchen has changed too. So your storage facilities and capacity has changed too. So
what we're going to do is we're going to start this contest and we'll be drawing the winner. You have to send us pictures at info@rosieonthehouse.com of that one room in your house you hate the most, with a short essay on why it is that room doesn't work for you. We'll choose a winner from all of our submissions, one in the Phoenix area as well as one in the Tucson area, and we will pay for the supplies to help you remodel that room, maximum cost of $350. So you need to repaint a room, you need to get some crown molding up in a room, retrim it, baseboard, casing. There's a lot you can do to kind of just change the feel of the room without spending a whole lot of money.
Right. There's some simple things that you can do just to dress it up and make it more comfortable.
Okay. And we've got more people lining up on questions. Jennifer, let's go real quick. Who can we talk to?
Let's take Wayne with attic insulation question from Chandler.
Hello, Wayne.
Hi, Rosie. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
I got a question. I'm helping my daughter out. She just bought her first home. It was built in 55. It's in downtown, like the Arcadia District.
Great.
And we're it's a block home.
Great.
It's got both central AC and then it's got an evap system.
Great.
We're actually going to remove the evap system. It's pretty old. It's in pretty bad shape.
Okay.
And I don't want the future maintenance on it as well. So we're just going to go strictly with the air conditioner and blank that off. But part of my question is I know we need to add attic insulation. But before I do that, I got a question regarding the ventilation of the attic. The old evap system had some vents that dumped, you know, the air back into the attic.
Yeah.
And since we're not going to have those anymore, all I'm going to have is the vents, the deep vents on each end of the house. That's it. I'm just wondering if that's enough or do I need to add some additional ventilation?
Oh, gosh, Wayne, these are all great questions. We've got a 50-year-old masonry home built in the Arcadia District in Phoenix. It had been originally constructed with evap cooling. AC was probably added later. AC didn't come into common use in the Phoenix metro area till about 62, 63. We've got questions about attic insulation as well as ventilation. These are all great questions for your daughter. I'm going to take a short break. We're going to come back and we're just going to clip through it 1, 2, and 3. Make sure you've got your notepad ready because these will be notes that not only you need to know about, but every Arizona homeowner needs to know about what I think about evap cooling versus air conditioning. How much is the proper attic insulation? How do you ventilate it? And do you ventilate it with a power ventilator or not? All of that and more when we get back. Y'all stay tuned. This is stuff you need to know.